This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Kesubais, Pei Aleph Amid Beis. We're going to start from the two lines, six lines from the bottom, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Shalach Le Rav La Abaye B'yad Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. Rav is sent to Abaye through Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. Abaye just said to Rava that Abaye sent to Rava that when it comes to Yuvama collecting her ksuba, it's considered something that was nigbe mechayav. It's collectible while the Yuvama was alive. Excuse me, it's collectible when the Yuvam was alive. So in that case, Rava is going to challenge that. Shalach le Rava labai biad Rav Shmaya bar Zera. Uminin aksuba legvois mechayim? Could aksuba be collected during the lifetime of the Yavam? Could the Yavama collect aksuba during the lifetime of the Yavam? But Tanya, we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba said, Sha'alti asumchas, I asked sumchas, haroitza shiim ka minichsei achiv. If you want to sell the property of your brother, let's say, a Yavam wants to sell his brother's property, Ketzad Hu Oisa, what should he do? How should he do such a thing? The issue is, the Mishnah said that all the Nechasim are Meshubat to the Ksuba. So if the Yavam wants to sell the Nechsei Achiv, how should he do that? He can't. It's all Meshubat to the Ksuba. So Im Kain Hu, if he's a Kain Yasa Suda V'Yafayis, he should make a Suda and seduce her, convince her. Now he doesn't have the option of divorcing her and then selling it, because then he'll never be able to remarry her. But Im Yisrael Hu, if he's Yisrael, then he could do as follows. What could he do? If he's a Yisrael, so then what he could do is Megarish beget v'yachzer. He could divorce her with a get. And then he marries her again. So what does that help? So either, very simple, because before he marries her again, he could sell the property. Or he could be mevatel the first ksuba and then marry her again. And then after the marriage, he could sell it. Because what's holding him up from selling it? The fact that the whole estate is meshubah to the ksuba. But in this situation, since he is meshabed all future purchases, Rashi says, to the ksuba, so then we would allow him to then sell. Okay, so this is the Eitza. Says Gemara, if the Ksuba Yavama could be collected when the Yavam's alive, so then why does the Yavam have to be Megarisher? Niyachid lo shir Ksuba. What he should be able to do is just be Miyachid the amount that's owed to the ksuba, v'hashar lizvin, and sell the rest. If a ksuba is ligvois mechayim, so then why can't he just be miyached part of the estate for the ksuba and sell the rest? The fact that he's not able to do that, that sort of indicates that it's not possible ligvois mechayim. This is the kasha that Rava asked on Abaye. That is, if ksuba is yachal ligvois mechayim, why can't he just designate a piece and then sell the rest? So Abaye says, I don't understand, Rava. You should have asked me a better question. Utameich, and you, Rava, you hold, therefore, a ksuba is not ligvois mechayim. So v'loy so mi mas nisin. You should have asked on me from the Mishnah. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Lo yoy merla. You don't sell her. Don't tell her. Harei ksuba sech menachas lech al ha-shochan. You can't tell her that, you know, the ksuba is sitting there on the table. All the estate is liable to the ksuba. if ksuba is yachaligvayis mechayim, then why can't he say, yeah, I'm designating? I mean, the fact that you can't say that I'm designating seems to indicate that ksuba is not yachaligvayis mechayim. So why did you have to ask on me from a braisa, which says that the only way for him to sell is either to make a suda or to divorce her? Why couldn't you just designate? Well, why didn't you ask on me from the Mishnah? Why can't you just designate in the Mishnah? So Rava says, I'll tell you why I didn't ask on you from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah has some Eitzah Taiva Kamashan. Maybe in the Mishnah, it's giving the Yavam good Eitzah. Namely, don't designate, because if you do, then if something happens to that designation, then the ksuba is not going to be good. So maybe it's just Eitzah Toiva, the Mishnah says that. D'ilay temachi, because if you don't say that the Mishnah is just giving Eitzah Toiva, Seifa, in the Seifa, where it says, V'chein lo yoymar adam l'ishtay, a person shouldn't say to his wife, Harei ksubaseich munachasach ala shulchan, that any husband cannot say to his wife, your ksuba is placed on the table, but all of your possessions are achroi to the ksuba of your wife. I boy leila zabuni. Hachanami loy matzi mazvin. If he would want to sell, he wouldn't be able to sell. Of course, he would be able to sell. A regular husband would not be able to sell. Elamai, what's the Mishnah saying that a man should not say to his wife that here is the ksuba? It's just Eitzah Toiva, Eitzah Toiva Kamash Malan. But if he wanted to sell, he could sell. Hachanami, here also, when the Mishnah said, L'yoymer l'harik subas menachzach al shulchan, technically, you could designate. But it's just Eitzah Toiva Kamash Malan. It's giving good advice not to. But from the Braisa of the Rabbi Abba Kasha, Rabbi Abba's question, because why does he have to divorce her? Let him just designate. From the Mishnah, you'll say, well, maybe the Mishnah is giving you Eitzah Toiva, that it's not a good idea to designate, it might get lost. But the Braisa says, divorce her. Well, is that the best option they could come up with? Isn't designation preferable to getting divorced? So Gemara says, well, truth is, what Rabbi Abba said is not shver. The Rabbi Abba nami loikash. What Rabbi Abba said is also not difficult. Why Misham Eva? The reason why designation is not good is because it's going to cause Eva hard feelings. Because if the Rashi says that if he's going to designate, then Rashi says Hamayachid l'ishtoi, she thinks he's always thinking about gerushin. So you say, well, that sure beats him actually divorcing her. You would think that the fact that divorce may be on his mind will create less Eva than actually divorcing his wife. But apparently, we don't say that. Not sure why. I guess the fact that he takes her back right away, he says, Zesha Megarsha al Menashe Yachzer, she knows the whole thing was just a way for him to be able to sell. So apparently, having the possibility of divorce on her mind, that in other words, if she's always thinking he wants to divorce her, that's going to cause more problems than him actually divorcing her, taking her back, where she knows he only did it as a charade. Now, story. Who gavred the nafala yivama bepumpadisa? There was a guy, yivama fell to her in Pumpadisa. So there was another brother, and he wanted to disqualify her to him by giving a get. Because once one brother gives a get, none of the brothers could do yibam. So now, why would he want to do that? The older brother felt, well, he probably is doing it because if none of us could do yibam, one of us does chalitza, then we'll all equally inherit the brother's estate. But if I do yibam, I'm going to get the whole thing. So Amar Lei, so the brother who was primed to do Yibam said, "My datech, You know, what was your thought process? Why are you doing this? What do you, you know, what are you trying to get out of this? Misham nechsei. You want the estate? Ana benichsi palignalach. Fine, no problem. Here's what we're going to do. I'll do yibum. Let me do yibum. Don't give the get. And we'll divide the estate. In other words, I know what you're after. You want the money. So then, cut, you know, don't do this. I'll do yibum. And we'll split it. So basically, what is he doing? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, wait a second. Kivan the Amar Rabbanon Lay Lisbon. Since the Chachamim said that if a woman who's a Shemeras Yavam, the Yavam can't, Lay Lisbon, he can't sell, Afa Gav the Zavin, and even though he sells Lay Havzvin Ezvine, it's not a good sale. So in that case, if just like the Yavam can't sell, he can't share with the other brother. Why? Because basically what he's doing is he's selling. He's selling it to him in exchange for the brother not giving a get. So if he's not able to sell, then this agreement should not be binding. D'tanya, we learned in a braisa, mi shameis, someone who died, v'inech shemeres yavam, and he left his wife waiting for the yavam. V'hiniach nechasim b'meya mana, and he has an estate. He has property worth 100 mana. Afal pi shekesuvas ein el mana, even though her ksuba is only a mana, lo yimkar, the brother can't sell it. Shekal nechasim acharon leksubasa, because the whole estate is acharoy to the ksuba. So Rabbi Yosef is saying that the older brother can't say to the younger brother, I'll split the estate with you, because basically he has no right to sell. Amar le Abai, so Abai said, V'chol heichad amar Rabbanan lo lizben af agav dezav lo hava zvina zvini. Is it true that whenever the rabbi said not to sell, if somebody sells it, it's not a valid sale? But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah that in the beginning of the parak, that if naflu nechasim kishi arusa beisham ayom yom timkar, beisham says she could sell beisolim loy timkar, but elu ma'idim shemachar v'nas nekayim. Everyone agrees that if they sell it, it's a valid sale. So then, why are you so sure that just because the Rabbanon said that you're not allowed to sell it, that here he already did sell it, so it should be valid? Shalchu lekamei de Rav Chanina bar Papa. So they asked Rav Chanina bar Papa. They sent the question to Rav Chanina bar Papa. Shalchu ki Rav Yosef. So he sent back, like Rav Yosef said, that the rabbi said not to sell it, so it's not a good sale. Amar Abai otu Rav Chanina bar Papa kipi talila. You think Rav Chanina bar Papa kipi talila? He hung jewelry on it? Meaning, did he verify this halacha? Did he verify that the halacha is, it's not a good sale? He didn't bring any proof. So, Shalchu lekamei de Rabban Yumi b'rei de Rav Nechumi. So, they sent the shout to Rabbi Man Yumi. Shalchu kidabayi, he said like Abaye. That it's not pasha just because the rabbi said it's not a good sale, that if you sell it, it's still not valid. Unless they said the halacha is like Abayi, the Amar bar Rav Yosef, time achrin or shulchali. If Rav Yosef has a different reason to disqualify it, let me know. So nafik Rav Yosef went out, duck, he investigated, v'ashkach, he found another reason. The Tanya, harei shahaya noisha ba'achiv. Let's say someone was a creditor of his brother. Somebody had a taina to his brother, you owe me money. Umeis. And then the person who was being tayin died. And v'hiniach shemeres yavam. And he left a wife who's now going to fall in yibam to the brother who owed the money. So the brother who owed the money has said a great idea. This woman took over my debt. but I'm marrying her. I'm going to do Yibam, so that will absolve my debt. Lo Yomer, he shouldn't say, Hovashani Yorish Achzakti. He shouldn't say, since I'm Yorish, my brother, so now, Hechzakti, I'm Muchzik on the loan, I'm Muchzik on the debt, I'll take ownership of it. Elamitzi and Miyavam, we're still going to collect the money from the Yavam, even though he owes it to his brother, and his brother's dead, and the wife now has rights to it, and he's marrying the woman. So what do we say? Maitzian miyavam, we take it from the yavam. We say she owns it primarily, and he gets the peros. V'yikach ben karka, you're going to buy land. V'yikach peros, the fruit. So what do we see from here? What's the reason we collect from the yavam? Because he owed it. He owed it. Even though the brother who died was not muchzik on it. But since the living brother owed it, we're going to collect it from him. So if we're going to collect a debt, then l'chayra, if he sells land, we're going to take it away from the l'chukuchais. So this shows, like Rabbi Yosef, that the sale is puzzle, is invalid. So Amar Le'Abai, so this doesn't show it's invalid. Maybe it's just saying, Dilma de Tavale Avdule. Maybe they're just doing him a favor. Maybe they're just giving him Eitz HaToiva that he should buy land, basically. Because it's always a good idea to buy real estate. Rashi says maybe it's Eitz HaToiva that he should have karka. It's not that we really extract the debt. We're just advising him to buy land. We're advising him. It says we take it out of his rishus. Amar Lei, so Abai said, Tana Tani Maitzian. The Tana says we take it away from him. Then Amar De Tavalei Avdalei. And you're saying it's just good advice? So this shows Rabbi Yosef is proving that the sale is batal, because it says Moitzian miyadai. Hadar shalchu kamed derav manyumi bread derav nechumi. Then they ask Rav Manyumi, the son of Rav Nechumi, Amar lehu. He said, Hachi am Rav Yosef bar Manyumi am Rav Nachman zu eina mishnah. Rav Yosef bar Manyumi said, this is not even a mishnah. It's not an authoritative mishnah, meaning the brisa is not verified. My taima, basically based on what? Meaning, what is problematic with this source that we say it cannot be relied on? If it's because the whole item that we're taking away from him, meaning we're collecting the debt. If it's because it's metaltalin, meaning what are we saying that he owes? We're not taking away land. We're saying if it's because we're saying the loan is meshubit for the ksuba, or metaltalin ksuba meshabdi, and metaltalin movables are not meshubit to a ksuba. Maybe that's why this abraisa is not verified. But it's not pashut that metaltin is not meshubah to ksuba. Dima Rameir here, maybe it goes like Rameir. Dama metaltin meshav to ksuba, that metaltin is meshubah. Ve'el mishum da amar la. And if it's because, you know why this doesn't make any sense? Because the Yavam says, Ad la baus varam didiat. I never owed you the money, I owed your brother the money. And therefore, you can't collect the ksuba from the debt. I didn't owe you. I owed your husband. So Gemara is going to utilize the din of Shibuda de Rav Nosson, that if A owes B and B owes C, then in fact it's considered like A owes C. Okay, Rabbi Isai. There's a reason why these Gemaras are tucked away at the end of Ksubas. This way, just on Pei Aleph. So even, let's say, in the yeshivas that learn the fastest, like Chafetz Chaim, when they learn 80 blot in Koilel, they only get up to the blot before. They don't get up to here. Because this would take another year. Okay. Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol Tov, everyone.
Thank
you. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.